Welcome to the Victory Through the Word broadcast. Today, Minister Will Wesley will teach and preach the Word of God. We believe that the only way to be victorious in this life is to be taught and to understand God's Word. It is our prayer that you receive the Word with gladness and let it increase your faith so that you can receive your victory.
Welcome to the Victory Through the Word broadcast. I'm Will Wesley. For the past few weeks, we've been talking about how to make it through marriage trouble. And we've been working with a couple guests, but today we have a very special guest to me, my wife, Annette Wesley. We call her Mindy. Mindy and I have been married for 25 years. We have three children, and she put up with me for 25 years, so I think she knows a little bit about marriage. Mindy, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, finally.
Yeah, well, good. Glad to have you here, and I'm sure you'll have some good things to say. We also have with us, who we've had for the past 4 weeks, or 3 weeks, Dino and Jody Masella. They are President and Vice President of Family Faith Ministries, and they have a wonderful mandate, and that is to restoring the faith of the family through marriage and parenting. We had the privilege of attending a class with them on marriage, Mindy and I, and we had a wonderful time in the class. And I believe that for those that are listening, if you would listen to what we say, and I believe that God is going to give you some wisdom from this that will help you help your marriage if you're having problems. I don't know very many marriages that go and don't have problems. I think if anybody say that, they're probably not being truthful. But it's a good thing to know that God has a way to bring you out. And we've spent the past 4 weeks, 3 weeks, speaking on the subject of faith, love, and today we're going to go into the third element of information and truth, and that is truth. Dino.
Will, thanks for having us on again. So glad to be here. And Mindy, it's great to have you here today,
Thank
too.
You.
We're really
yes.
excited to give the ladies a fair chance in
yes,
the conversation
yay.
Today.
Yeah.
So it's been two against one for the past few weeks, but we've
Yeah,
even
we had to balance it out.
Yes. Thank you, Mindy, for coming.
All
I have
right.
a wife to talk to.
So like you said, we've been talking about faith and hope and truth, or faith and love and truth, I'm sorry, as our keys to getting through any marriage problems. And, you know, for the past 2 weeks, we've been really digging into love and what love looks like and how we can turn that into practical application with our words and controlling what comes out of our mouth. But today we really want to dig into truth and just for a real quick review for our anchor scriptures, we talked about the first week, faith, all things are possible to him that believes. And if your marriage is in trouble right now, as believers, we always have hope in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Bible says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory in Jesus Christ. And he always causes us in triumph. So even if your marriage is having some troubles right now, don't give up.
Right.
Don't
mm-hmm.
give up. Mm-hmm. We've got some word here right out of God's instruction book, the Bible, to help your marriage be strong and to come out. And
do you know, I like that word, all things are possible. You know, you can stand in the gap for your marriage, you know, as a wife or as a husband. It's always better to have two standing in agreement for it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you start getting in trouble, if your spouse is acting up, you can pray.
Mm-hmm.
And God will honor your prayer.
Yes.
Because all things are possible to him or her that believes. So don't give up.
Don't give
That's
up.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't give up.
Yep. And then we talked about love never fails, right? Always when we walk in love, love covers a multitude of sins. And God is love. And we talked about love not being a feeling. Love can generate some feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
That's
love
right.
is not a feeling. God is love, so God is a person, the person of God. Or love is a person, the person of God. And also, you know, it's an act, it's a choice, those things. We spent a lot of time on that. So now we're going to look at John chapter 8, verse 32. And Jesus himself said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we're gonna talk about the truth and the truth in our marriage. And specifically, we wanted to, you know, talk about it from two different perspectives here. And maybe the Holy Spirit will take us in some other directions. But we wanted to break it down into two sub-areas. One, knowing the truth about the enemy's devices against our marriage, okay? Mm-hmm. We don't want to glorify the devil too much here, but it is appropriate to understand that there's an adversary out there working against us and trying to split us up. So, mm-hmm. you know, spend a little time on that. And then we want to talk about, of course, knowing the truth about what God has to say about our marriage. And if we can fill our playbook full of all the things that God has to say about our marriage,
let's step back for a quick second here, because something you said really rang a bell with me just then. You know, many times in our marriages, when we start having problems, we have to understand that your spouse is not your enemy. Mm-hmm. And it is really, really key that you understand. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And what's his mission? Jesus said his mission in John 10:10, the devil's mission. He said the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. He says, "I come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly." So his mission is to destroy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marriages. His mission, you hit the word right on the head, his mission is to divide. And if you could just step back from it and recognize the real enemy, because, you know, you may have a spouse that's acting not in accordance with the Word of God. They may be doing things that's not in accordance with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And there's an enemy behind that mm-hmm. that's trying to do that with the ultimate goal of destroying your marriage. But it helps when you can understand that we are fighting a real devil.
Yes, yes. You know, I always, I think to, you know, this is probably just a guy thing, but I always think about a sports analogy, right? And a good sports team will, you know, they'll spend a little time studying and seeing what the opponent has got to bring against them, right?
Right.
But of course, we also want to have a good offense too, and that's what, with God on our side, mm-hmm. We know the Word of God, and we get the sword of the Spirit, and we speak life into our marriage. And every situation that comes against us, we can use God's Word, and we'll always come out victorious. So,
amen.
Amen. So our goal is to know the truth and speak the truth, right? Mm-hmm. So, let's first talk about. A couple scriptures, you know, in 1 Peter 5:8, we're told to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I like to take this whole discussion back to the creation story and Adam and Eve in the garden. And you know, in Genesis 3:1, the word says that the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. Before he came to Eve, you know, the word says that serpent was cunning. He's out there scheming and trying to figure out how to divide us.
He's sneaky.
He's mm-hmm. sneaky. He is. And so we have to be cautious, and we have to be on the lookout. But like you said, Will, we have to understand that our spouse is not the devil, right? It's not our spouse, but the enemy mm-hmm. working in that situation. So John chapter 8, verse 44, you know, talks a little more about the enemy's nature. And when he's talking to the Hebrews, and he says, Jesus says, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. And here's where he goes into describing the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, right? Here we are mm-hmm. talking about the truth. The devil mm-hmm. is the opposite of the truth. He has no truth in him. It says, because there is no truth in him, when he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Mm-hmm. So You know, we look back to that creation story again. The devil's been out to divide. You know, we can see the impact of the devil and sin and the division that came as a result of the fall. He divided Adam and Eve by lying. He told her, surely you will not die, right? If you eat of this tree, surely you will not die. You know, God told you that. And right away what happened is, you know, this ultimately brought about the problems of the human family right there by that sin and by lying in the garden. And the first couple, Adam and Eve, they began to focus blame everywhere except on themselves, right? So you can see this in marriages today. We start blaming each other, our spouses, for things instead of accepting responsibility. And
you know, one thing I'll add to that, and I just thought of a story that I heard that really helped me out a lot a long time ago. This will take a second here.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. You know how a matador is able to kill a bull in those bullfights? You ever thought about that?
No.
He's able to kill a bull in a bullfight? Is because the bull don't know what his real problem is.
Mm-hmm.
The bulls think, if you ever watched one of those, the bull thinks that red cloth that this guy's waving is his problem.
Okay.
And so they will attack the red cloth. See, the real problem is not the red cloth. It's that matador that's waving the red cloth.
Oh, yeah.
And every time that bull runs and he jerks that cloth away, he pulls out his knife and he'll stab the bull in the neck. And he'll continue to do that until he kills the bull. It's a gory thing if you ever see one of those in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how the enemy operates. He operates. That's why God said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, because he wants us to understand that the real problem is not your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's not flesh and blood.
Yep.
The real problem is the devil.
Yes.
And when we recognize that, and then we turn our attention to that, and we begin to, because he's given us authority over him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We can take authority over whatever he's trying to do in your relationship, in your marriage, or any other part of your life. You can take authority over that, but the devil wants you to think that, well, those other things are your problem. Just like in a bullfight, if that bull ever figures out that cloth is not his problem, but it's that man waving it.
Yeah, yeah.
You think that dude's in trouble?
Oh yeah, go after the man.
Right? He's in a lot of trouble, man. He's in a lot of trouble.
That's a great analogy. Very good.
Very good analogy.
Yeah. Okay, so continuing on, you know, back there in the garden, the enemy told a lie to Eve, and you know, suddenly this division entered. I like to call it the shame and blame game, right? They felt naked, they went and they hid, and mm-hmm. and they started blaming each other and everybody else for their problems. And you know, Adam said, she gave it to me, it's not my fault, God. She gave it to me. And Eve said, nope, the devil made me do it, right? And everybody's denying responsibility, and their unity was destroyed. And strife entered the family unit, and all because of that sin and disobedience right there. So for us to understand, right, the enemy's plan for our marriage right from the beginning, from the very beginning, is division. He's always looking for ways to drive that wedge between us and our spouses. And if he can divide you long enough, he can destroy your marriage, your family, your house, your ministry, whatever you're into, whatever God's call is on your life.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to look and try and separate you and your spouse and put obstacles in your path. So,
mm-hmm.
so you know, and when we're divided as a husband and wife, we don't have a lot of chance of standing. You know, Matthew 12:25 says every city or house divided against itself cannot stand. And you know, when we're almost working against each other, mm-hmm. because we're not yielding to God and instead we're yielding to the devil, our house can come crumbling down, our marriage can come crumbling down.
You know, and I think this would be a good point for us to talk a little bit about division.
Mm-hmm.
In the house. You know, the enemy loves to bring out division. He loves to find differences yep. between you and your spouse. And his whole goal behind that is to take those differences and then at some point say that that's a problem. When differences in a marriage don't necessarily mean a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about my wife and I for a minute. We went through a period of time where we began to see differences between us, and we thought, well, you know, that's a problem. I don't know if we can make it because of these differences. And fortunately for us, we bought a book across our path, a book by Joyce Myers called His Needs and Her Needs. One of the things that Joyce does very wonderfully in that book is she talks about the differences between a husband and a wife. And then she goes on to explain that those differences are not differences that are a problem, but those are differences that really brings a strength into your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is a master at looking at those differences, and he says something different about it. He doesn't say that those strengths are bringing strength to your marriage because there's more diversity. He's saying that that means that there's irreconcilable differences. She thinks too different from me. And so, you know, his spin on it is that that's a problem when in fact it's not a problem, it's a strength.
Right.
Go ahead.
And one of the things I was thinking about was when it comes to differences and different personalities, your spouse is 9 times out of 10 going to be opposite to who you are. That's just, I don't know why, but that's usually the way it is. Instead of seeing it as a problem, you should see it as their personality filling in the gap. You have a personality, but it's not, you're not all things. Your personality does not encompass all things.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, the things that your personality lacks, your spouse's personality thrives on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're differences that we like to call them. I see them as tools to fill in the gaps of your personality. If you see their differences as a plus rather than a problem, then you can use them.
Mm-hmm.
I can use your personality where mine fails. You know, I'm not outgoing. I'm kind of laid back. And that's okay sometimes, but not all times. And when I need that outgoing personality, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You can strengthen my weakness with your strength.
Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that's exactly what God designed it to do. I can only say that in our marriage, I know that she's right. My personality is more outgoing. My personality is more, I can go. Let's do. And your personality is one more of laid back, but you're like a perfectionist and you're just not a kind of outgoing person. Well, you know, we reached a point where those things began to irritate. You know, and it's amazing because usually your differences attract you
right.
at first
because
mm-hmm. you go, man, she's really different. She's like quiet, laid back. I like that. And then she'll look at me and go, man, you know, he's like really, you know, out there and kind of, you know, fun and all that. But then after you've been married for a while, you know, things can flip a little bit.
Right.
And I remember, I'm talking about me and my wife here, I remember going, gosh, why does she always want to stay at home? Let's go somewhere. Let's do something sometime. And she didn't want to go and do those things. But on the other hand, you know, she's a very much of a perfectionist and just absolutely organized and clean. I'm not that way. And she'd look at me and say, man, why don't he just organize and pick up after himself and do those kind of things? And so that could irritate you. That could make you want to walk away from your marriage. But when we went through this book and we began to understand, that's why the Bible says in Proverbs, it says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, but in all you're getting, get an understanding.
Yes.
And when we began to understand that those differences were not really differences that should divide, but those are differences that make our house strong, because like she's stating, the things that I do, well, she may not, but conversely, there are things that she do extremely well that I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. And when you pull those together, man, you got a solid front.
Yeah.
That's right.
In your house.
Yes.
And that's what the devil don't want. So don't look at differences as a problem. You know, look at differences as an opportunity for your house to be more complete.
That's good. Yeah, God gave us our spouses to complete us, to complement each other. And when we became one in marriage, we are one power-packed couple. So
that's right.
Yes. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
You know, another thing you said about those things that attracted us, right? Mm-hmm. And at the beginning when we first met, it made me think of Jesus in the book of Revelation talking to one of the seven churches. I forget which one, but he told them to return to their first love, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to go back to those things that attracted us, right? Mm-hmm. Something about our spouse just caught our eyes. Maybe it was, you know, physical attraction. Boy, she looks good. But maybe it was the, you know, the, like you said, my wife is quiet, or she's really good at doing this. You know, mm-hmm. those things that attracted you at your first love, return to your first love. And that made me think of that. So,
Jody, I want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Can you point a finger at me?
That was your wife.
Yeah, Mindy pointed a finger at me. She told me to behave.
I'm glad she's on my side of the table.
Yeah. What do you find? What did you find about him? Can you think of anything that you found attractive about Dino at first, but then later on it just drove you up the wall? I guess this is kind of like the marriage game here. What's that TV show?
Well, in the beginning, he just totally treated me like a princess, and he still does. But as time went on with, you know, we've had kid after kid, after we have five children, mm-hmm. We got so much in the children mode that we started taking our eyes off of the marriage and focusing on the kids. And until we had some training in parenting and realizing that marriage, you know, God comes first, getting your priorities in line,
right.
God, your marriage, parenting,
yep.
then ministry,
yep.
you know, getting your priorities back in line, that there's such a balance that comes back and you go, wow, I've got my husband does come first over the kids, and taking that time to do date nights every week and reading the Bible together. I really enjoy reading
and
praying together.
That's interesting you say that. The husband comes before the children?
Yes.
It does.
Yes. Yes. And I, as his spouse, God should become before me.
Mm-hmm.
When it's with him. But
you know, you'd be surprised how many people don't know that, and I think that is an area where people do miss it, because they'll think that, oh, my children,
right.
my children, you know, and they don't understand. You know, it kind of reminds me when you get on an airplane and they tell you the oxygen mask is going to fall, but before you help someone else,
right.
put your own
exactly.
your mask
especially
on first.
Especially your child sitting next to you.
Right.
Yes.
And the reason for it, and it's almost like that same thing in your marriage situation with your husband. You have to understand that your husband and your wife have a place before the children.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that actually works out to their advantage.
It does. It brings such a stability and peace in the home when they see mom and dad getting along, not arguing, which we should never argue in front of our children, but having peace in the home. You can just tell in their whole behavior and their attitudes, and they come home, and that there is unity versus division in the household.
Wow.
So, and then we also got into communication-wise. You know, I like to communicate. I'm very much like Mindy, organization and administration and details. And Dino's not so much. And as he comes home from work, you know, I'd be like, what about your day? Tell me all about it. But there's some days he just doesn't want to sit down and tell me all about his day, because it has been such a stressful day. And he'll say, you know what? Right now I just had a really hard day, and I just need some time before I talk to you about it. And just learning to respect that time, because us wives, we just like, a lot of our wives like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the men don't want to talk. But you've definitely overcome that area hugely, Dino.
Right. When we can understand the truth about what our spouse needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
She came to the understanding that I need some space sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to the understanding that she needs the details sometime, right? Mm-hmm. So we can make those adjustments, and you know, now every day when I get home, I get a little time to myself, but then we sit down and we discuss what happened in my day, because she doesn't know. I've been gone all day, right? give me some details. What's your world like when you're going through your day? And so, although, you know, I have to crucify my flesh sometimes to do that, we do it, and it does. It makes a big difference in your relationship.
So. You know, our roles have a kind of reverse, because my husband wants to give me blow-by-blow detail of everything, and I'm in my mind, I'm dying. Because I'm thinking, please, just bottom line it. Just give me, just bottom line it. He wanted to tell me what color it was, what the weather was like, how it made him feel. And I'm thinking, I don't even know what it is yet. Tell me what it is, and then we can talk about the rest. But I just want to bottom line it quick and to the point. And he likes details. He'll ask me, how's my day? And my answer is, it was fine. End of conversation. That was it.
That's what Dino used to be like. That.
That's how I
it's
tend
so funny, the opposite.
Yeah.
So even there's opposite in genders too, because I'm the detailed
very
one,
different.
And Will's the detailed one. Mm-hmm. But Dino and you, Mindy, are like, okay, just give it to me in a one liner.
I just want to know, just bottom line it for me, real quick. And I never get to the bottom line, because before I get there, I'm interrupting him. I'm trying to hurry him along in the story. To get to the end of it, but we rarely ever do we?
No, we don't. But you know, here's what I see from this. This really helped us out a lot, and I think people need to understand. Usually, for you to communicate with each other, only takes a small amount of time.
That's right.
We're not talking about something that goes on for hours and hours and hours. If you would take the time, just a few minutes a day, and say, okay, let's just talk for a few minutes, and that's what we've done. We find a time where we kind of be in each other's face and talk about stuff, and then we're okay. Then we kind of go our separate ways and do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that balance in your marriage, but you got to be willing to compromise. The wrong thing to do would be for a person, say a husband, say to his wife, well, I don't want to talk about that. You know, I've been gone. And then just kind of make it seem like that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is just find the right time and space. Just like a woman should understand, I believe a wife or husband, whatever, whoever has a need to understand that you do kind of need some cave time, I call it, where you just need to, you know, have a few minutes by yourself. Everybody, I believe, needs that, where you have some moments of peace and quiet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I want to address, too, well, I know your children are older and in college, and for us, we have a college student all the way down to a five-year-old in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And people out there may say, well, that's great for you and Will. Many, you can sit down and talk and have that time. But how do we do it when we have children running around?
Mm-hmm.
And for us, what we've instilled in our home is like 6 o'clock. Dino comes home, and we have what's called couch time. And Dino and I will sit on the couch, and all the other children will have to sit around on the floor doing a quiet activity in the same room. So they're hearing Mom and Dad communicating in a good manner, but we also have uninterrupted time that children aren't running around interrupting us during our 10 minutes of talk.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. We learned that from Growing Kids God's Way, so we just want to make sure the Ezos get the credit for that. Yes.
Well, I tell you, time sure does fly when you're having fun here. But I tell you what, this has been really, really good today, talking about truth. And talking about truth from the aspect of just understanding the real truth about each other and how that we are wired. We both have individual needs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just close in prayer and just believe that God is going to help those that are in need today that are having marriage issues. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace, and we thank you, Father, for this day and for everything that you've given us on marriage. I believe, Father, that this will be a blessing to those that are listening, to our listening audience. And for that, Father, we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you for listening to the Victory Through the Word broadcast. You have a wonderful day, and we will see you next week. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Victory Through the Word broadcast with Will Weston. If this program has been a blessing to you, please send your prayer request, testimonies, and financial support to West Ministries, P.O. Box 431132, Pontiac, Michigan, 48343 with checks payable to West Ministries.